Well, excuse me. Exactly what do you think you're doing? Uh-huh. You can sputter all over yourself all you'd like. But the fact is, I just caught you watching me over the fence. I didn't realize I lived next door to a pervert. Yeah, it is a problem. No, don't say it's no problem. You weren't doing anything. Good Lord. I have every right to lay out on my own patio, by my pool, at any time I want to, without worrying that the, I don't know, how old are you, 20, 21? Doesn't matter. That the kid next door can't keep his eyes in his head. Mm-hmm. What am I gonna do with you? Well, I happen to know that your parents are out of town for the holidays, so it's not like I can march you over there and tell them. I might have to be a little more creative. Did you at least like what you saw? It's an honest question. Did you like what you saw? Come on. Beautiful older woman, laying without a top. Well, your face is 10 shades of red, so I'm guessing you liked what you saw. The tent that's forming in your pants right now is also pretty telling. But you know, generally, when you want to check out a beautiful woman, get their permission first. You have no idea about girls, do you? Have you even been with a girl before? Oh, you have? When? That's right, I'm asking. When? College. A college girl. Okay. So you may as well have not been with anybody. Well, no wonder you were peeping at me. Okay. Look, the gate's over there. Why don't you come over here and we'll figure out what exactly I'm going to do with you. I'm serious. Hurry up. All right. Sit. You heard me. Sit. Yes, I'm aware. It's a lounge chair. I'm aware. Sit. Well, you have a nice physique. That's something. And I do like the way you look at me. Does it make you uncomfortable that I haven't put my top back on? That my breasts are still fully on display? That did seem to be the part that you liked, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, I need one thing. Where did I put... Perfect. Put your hands on the arm of the chair. You heard me. Just do it. I'm not going to ask again. Don't move. Don't move. There's one. Put your hand down. Now. No, you can't get any ideas.
You're strapped to the chair.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been tied down? No. Well, that was the first time for everything. Because you see, when you peep at somebody, you don't just get to walk away free with no consequences. That's not a thing. You're still staring at my breasts. Even when I'm telling you you're about to be punished. I'm gonna take your pants off. Lift up. All right. Well, at least it's something to work with. Small favors and all, right? For the first time, you're starting to look concerned. It's about time. Yeah. Am I going to hurt you? Probably not. I'm not really into pain. But depends on your definition of hurt. I'm gonna play with you. How's that? You ever been played with by an older woman? You ever had your cock teased so much you feel like it's gonna explode? Yeah, well, who knows? I may let you touch me, I may not. This is about consequences, remember? What kind of consequences would it be if I let you fuck me? I don't know. Although, I am getting a little bit squirmy looking at what I uncovered taking your pants off. So, you like to watch, do you? Yeah? Do you know what I was doing out here? Do you know what I like to do when I come and sit around the pool, topless, by myself, at night? That's why it's so well lit out here. It's also why the privacy fences are so high that you seem to be having no problem getting over. Yeah, that window's pretty convenient, isn't it? Under this chair... See, this is why you're tied up. I came near you and you tried to reach. They're nice breasts, aren't they? I may let you touch them. Probably not, though. As I was saying, under this chair... with my other stuff. Ta-da! Why, you've never seen a vibrator before? Well, I've been divorced for a little while now, and, well, girl's got needs. And it's nice and relaxing out here, and there's something about being outside. By the water, making myself come. It's kind of hot. But I was rudely interrupted by little shit next door, peeping at me. So I didn't get a chance to use this tonight. So I think I'm going to use it now. Since you are so keen to watch, I think I'm going to let you watch. Is that sweat I see beating on your forehead? You wanted to see it, and now you look really nervous at the idea that I'm going to show it to you. You want to see my pussy, don't you? It's even nicer than my breasts. Let me just take off these bikini bottoms. this chair is perfectly positioned. You can see right between my legs when I open them just a little bit for you. See? Mm-hmm. Perfect hairless pussy. Mm-hmm. It's cute the way you bite your lip. Now, keep your eyes on me. It's not like you can do anything else. You're tied to the fucking chair, but, you know. See, I just tease it against my pussy lips. Mm-hmm. I just tease it ever so gently. You know, if you had just come over and said you wanted to fuck me, I probably would have let you fuck me. We're both adults. I don't mind geeky little virgins. I still don't believe you've actually fucked somebody. Have you fucked somebody? Uh-huh. You want to tell me about that? Oh, at a party. Yeah? Didn't last long? I'm pushing a little deeper. Go on. Didn't even take your clothes off. Just pulled your cock out. Yeah? Did it feel good? Did it feel as good as this vibrator feels on my pussy right now? Do you think? Yeah? I don't know. This is making me pretty... I'm pretty fucking hot. And the fact that you can't take your eyes off my pussy right now. And that cock of yours is straining. I bet you want to touch it, don't you? Yeah. You want to touch yourself. Let you watch me. Yeah? You want to stroke that cock. Mm-hmm. I see the pre-cum forming on the tip. Yep. Oh, you could get that in your hand and slide it down. It would make your hand slide so easily around your cock. And you could pump it. Oh, you could tug on that cock just thinking about what I'm doing to myself right now. It makes me really hot to know that you're watching me. Oh, fuck, this is my favorite. It doesn't take long. I think I'm gonna come. I'm gonna make you watch me come, knowing that you can't do a fucking thing about it. You can't touch yourself, you can't move. All you can do is watch me come. Yeah, that's pretty bad, isn't it? Does that feel awful? No? It feels good. Yeah, I see you clenching, thrusting your hips up. It's all you can do. Does that feel good? Yeah? Oh, imagine that your cock was thrusting into my pussy right now. Oh, you could feel the vibration. Oh, God. I needed this. I needed to come and come and come. And having you watch me just makes it that much better. You don't get to touch me. Oh, I'm close. I'm so close. Watch me come and know that you can't touch me. You can't touch me while I come. I'm gonna come. And you can't touch me. Yeah, you can't touch yourself. That cock is straining there in the air. It's kind of pathetic, actually. Because all it wants is something, someone to touch it, to stroke it, and to suck it, to fuck it. And nothing is coming near. Yeah, but I get to come all over my vibrator. How you doing? Yeah, you look a little uncomfortable. I need a drink, just a second. Okay. Well, that was nice. Didn't take as long as I thought it would. Now, what are we gonna do about you? I'm certainly not gonna let you fuck me. That's not gonna happen. But you've been a good sport. Maybe, just maybe, I'll get you off with my hands. How's that? That desperate look on your face. Let me tell you something. That look, it's not going to get you anywhere. All right. Let me see this cock here. I kind of want to play a little bit because I don't think you're quite understanding how important it is not to peep at women when they're alone or they think they are. And they're about to do things like I just did. It's not okay. So, brace yourself. Here we go. Oh, you are excited. He's almost purple. Didn't expect that, did you? Didn't expect me to touch you with my mouth? Well, blowjobs are one of my favorite things. And you do have a very nice cock, even if you are a little shit. And I think that's going to be the easiest way to drive you insane. So it's win-win. Hold still. Don't you dare come in my mouth. You won't like what happens if you do. Hold still, you're moving around so much I can hardly keep you in my mouth. I do that again, you're gonna come. So I think we're almost done with the blowjob. You can beg me all you want. I'm not about to take that risk. Maybe you'll think twice next time. You're close. I can feel it. Your balls are tightening. The head is growing. And the pre-cum is just flowing all over my tongue. You gonna come? You gonna come? I might have changed my mind. You're getting close. No, 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 no. No way. Oh, I'm sorry. Did that hurt? Were you right there? You were. And I could taste it. Oh, little twitch. No, I'm not going to stop doing that. I like the way your hips twitch. Oh, and I suck the tip. You thought you were gonna get to come. I better not tease. I may not be quick enough next time. All right, you've been a good sport. I will finish you this time in my hand. Only my hand. You're wet. That's the choice of a blowjob. You get all nice and sloppy. There you go. He liked that. Good. There we go. Nice and sloppy. Come on. Buck those hips. You wanna fuck me, don't you? That's what you were thinking about when you were watching me? You were dreaming about my tits and your face. Maybe me sitting on top of you in this lounge chair, straddling your hips as you thrust up into me. Yeah? You think so? Well, your cock thinks so, the way it's twitching in my hand. Come on. I'm gonna let you come this time. I promise. Let's go. Ah, that's right. Imagine if I'd actually let you fuck me. Oh, imagine what that would feel like. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna stroke. Stroke even faster. No, I'm not gonna let you off the chair. Just like this. Stroke and stroke. Feel my hand around the tip. Nice and slippery from my spit when you were in my mouth. When you thought you were gonna get to come in my mouth on my hot tongue. Did you think I was gonna take you in my throat? No, that's something I reserve for special occasions. Not when I'm punishing the peeping Tom from next door. Come on. Come on. And be loud. You can cry out. Nobody can hear you back here. Come on. I want to hear you cry out. I want to hear the relief in your voice when you come. When you finally get to come. Come on. I want to hear it. I want to hear what was building in my mouth. Come on. Remember when it was building when you were watching me give myself an orgasm with my vibrator? Yeah. Come on. Oh, that's right. Yeah, closer and closer and closer. Get there. You can get there. Come on. Yes, there you are. Oh, so much cum. Oh my gosh. All over my hand. And that yell was pretty impressive. Did you actually say hallelujah? Oh, it is the holidays, I guess. No, I'm not gonna stop stroking. I know you're sensitive. I don't care. I'll stop when I'm ready. Consequences, remember? Look at all this lovely cum all over my hand. Well, my little peeping Tom. Sensitive, are we? Well, how else am I gonna clean you off? Oh, is it really sensitive? Yeah. All right, I think you've learned your lesson. Where's my towel? I'm covered now. Oh, there. So. Oh, there. There, you're free. You can go home now. When do your parents come back? Not for another week. I'll tell you what. Why don't you peep in on me at the same time again tomorrow?